Well, no, I had gavel down. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this May 5th Rules Committee meeting. I'm Supervisor Shimon Walton, Chair of this committee, joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Sherrill, soon to be joined by President Mandelman. Our clerk today is Victor Young, and I would like to thank Jamie Echeverry from SFGov TV for broadcasting today's meeting and making sure this meeting is available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be also be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Documents to be included as part of the file should be submitted to the clerk. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of May 13th, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is a motion approving or rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Dan Calamusi to the Building Inspection Commission for a term ending July 1st, 2027.
Thank you so much, and I believe Mr. Calamucci is here with us this morning. So why don't you tell us about yourself and why you want to serve on this commission.
Appreciate that. I'll do my best. Good morning, Chair Walton, supervisors, and thank you for this opportunity. So I'm a Richmond District resident. I'm a lifelong tenant. I'm a public school parent. And for nearly 18 years, I've worked for the membership of the NorCal Carpenters Union, where I now lead our strategic campaigns and research team. With the Carpenters, my work involves construction industry research, policy analysis, development of organizing campaigns, and some politics. But at its core, my work is to stand with our members, to secure work opportunities, to raise labor standards for all working people, to challenge the underground economy, and to level the playing field in the construction industry. Our members live and work across the city with a plurality in District 10, and I'm proud to represent them. I believe this work and other experiences prepares me well for this seat, and there are some specific items I'm particularly interested in: permit SF, speeding up our post-entitlement processes, the challenges and opportunities in new technologies. But what really excites me about this is that the Building Inspection Commission and Department was born of struggle. It was born in response to decades of tenants and working people organizing and demanding more from San Francisco. DBI and the Commission helped San Francisco meet critical needs: life safety, protecting the community, and supporting economic development. As a tenant, I know firsthand, unfortunately, the importance of the department's work. As a union rep, I know the critical role it plays so our members can work and live in safe buildings. And as a San Franciscan, I know what it means to ensure that government meets the needs of people. I'd be honored to serve. I hope to have your support, and I look forward to working with you all. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I just have one question, because I know you have a lot of skills and you've been working with the building and construction trades. How do you think your skills best benefit the Building Inspection Commission?
Sure. So I'm blessed to, you know, represent thousands of working construction workers every day, right, and have that connection and contact with them. We also have, you know, open relationships with our signatory contractors, all the largest and some of the smallest contractors here in San Francisco. So able to have that connection as well. I've spent nearly two decades now looking at construction industry trends, different market dynamics, looking at what sort of new technologies are coming into the industry and what are the ways that we can make sure that new technologies are done, implemented safely in the city, but also that they're not hurting people, that we're actually using those to uplift the workers who are going to be on those projects. So I've got a pretty wide breadth of experience in the industry. I'm also very willing to admit I know what I don't know. and more than willing to reach out, ask, work with the department, as well as our members and contractors.
Thank you. I don't see any other questions from colleagues. Mr. Clerk, we will go to public comment.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Ready? Hi, good morning. I'm Matthew Miller. I'm the senior field rep for labor compliance with the NorCal Carpenters Union. I've had the privilege to work with Dan Calamucci for the last 12 years. He's not only a colleague, he's a friend. I mean, you just heard him up here. This person has, Dan has a lot of integrity. He's got a moral compass like no one I know. He will even stand up to his friends if he thinks they're wrong, which I think takes a lot of character, including, just to give a story, he gave me a lesson on why you don't cut corners as I struggled through a half marathon, and it has stuck with me to this day, and he actually lives by those rules. So in short, whether you are his friend, colleague, or both, he will make you a better person and or worker or whatever it is you're going to do. I'm very lucky, and I support him getting this position. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair Walton, members of the Rules Committee. My name is Timothy Reif. I'm a field rep with Carpenters Local 22 in San Francisco. I've had the privilege of working on staff with Dan for about 10 years with the Carpenters. And, you know, as the previous speaker and Dan said, Dan shows up. Dan is a really good guy, both personally and professionally. Whenever I've asked him for anything of him professionally, he gets it done in a very timely fashion. And personally, he's a good guy, a man of character. And I fully urge you to support his nomination. Thank you.
Morning, Supervisors, Chair Walton, Supervisors Mandelman, Cheryl. Thanks for hearing the nomination of Brother Dan Calamucci. My name is Joshua Arce with the Northern California Laborers Union. And we work side by side in coalition and often on job sites throughout Northern California. Combined, we represent around 70,000 members, NorCal Carpenters, NorCal Laborers, building housing, infrastructure, all kinds of projects. And I see this as an opportunity to, again, work side by side with Brother Calamucci in this role. And the fact that he's a tenant, having been a renter myself in the city for 21 years and even in a past life, a tenants' rights attorney. I remember wishing we had more tenants at Building Inspection Commission. Not only that, but as a fellow parent of two public school kids, the idea of having more parents there with skin in the game in terms of what it takes to raise family here in the city and county, I think is another plus. And I think to Chair Walton's question, which I think was an important one, the additional skill sets that Dan Calamucci would bring to this commission is that when we look at the mayor and the board together, working together to find ways to get more work done, to get these improvements streamlined or accelerated. Having someone with Brother Calamucci's expertise means we're not going to short shrift around labor standards, around the quality of the craftspersonship. His industry knowledge means that we're going to maintain all the other goals and objectives while we get it done faster. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Are there any additional speakers for this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. And I don't see any questions or statements from my colleagues. So, Mr. Clerk, I will move to approve the mayor's nomination and eliminate the word rejecting and move forward to the full board.
Yes, on that motion. Vice Chair Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, would you please call item number 2?
Item number 2 is a hearing consider appointing one member term ending December 1st, 2027 to the SOMA Community Stabilization Fund Community Advisory Committee.
Thank you so much. And I believe we do have candidate Dandy Buckley.
Good morning, Supervisors. Dandy is supposed to be here, but I think has been caught up in traffic. I am Grace Lee with the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development. I staff the SOMA Community Stabilization Community Advisory Fund Community Advisory Committee. As you may know, the Community Advisory Committee was established in 2006 to advise our department, MOCD, and the Board of Supervisors on expenditures coming out of the SOMA Community Stabilization Fund. The committee has 7 seats, and the idea is that the folks on the committee represent the broad diversity of SOMA. Earlier this year, one of our members stepped down as he is moving out of San Francisco, and he represented the Luther and LGBTQ Cultural District community. And so we were thrilled when Dandy Buckley, also a member of this community, stepped up to submit their application for this empty seat. So I support this nomination. I am happy to answer any questions you may have, and I'm hoping Dandy steps in shortly, but I'm not sure if they will be able to be here as this was very early up on the agenda and maybe timing was a little difficult. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Clerk, to continue this, do we need to go to public comment or can I just continue this item until later in the meeting?
We can just move on to the next item and hold off any action on this one.
Thank you. We'll come back to this
okay.
item.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Clerk, please call item number 3.
Item number 3 is a hearing to consider appointing 4 members, terms ending March 1st, 2028, to the In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority.
Thank you so much. And I know we have a couple of candidates here for this item. We'll call folks up in order of how they appear on the agenda. And first is Ted Jackson.
Good morning, Chair and committee members. My name is Ted Jackson. I'm a person with multiple disabilities, and it would be my pleasure to join the governing body of the IHSS Public Authority. I live in San Francisco, but I work in Marin County, and I have a background in independent living, which sprang up the public authorities and in-home supportive services. Currently, I serve as the Public Policy Director and Community Engagement Director at the Marin Center for Independent Living, with a longtime background in advocating for caregiving on many different levels. We run a registry, but also advocating for IHSS worker wages and for advocating for the recipients of IHSS care. So I bring that perspective to this. Formerly, before my current job, I was the senior advisor for accessibility and disability at the DNC. And then I was the statewide community organizing director at California Foundation for Independent Living Centers. So a long, long experience with in-home supportive services from multiple different angles and sides.
Thank you so much, Ted. I don't see any questions or comments from colleagues, so we will go to Luana McAlpine. And I don't believe they're here this morning. Alex Madrid.
We did receive word from Alex. He could not be here today. He did provide a statement that was provided to members this morning.
Thank you. And Jane Ridman?
Good morning. I'm not really a public speaker, so if you guys have any questions for me, I'd be glad to answer them.
Thank you so much. You want to just let us know maybe why you want to serve?
Yes, IHS Public Authority. I'm not a public speaker. I like to work behind the scenes. I've lived in San Francisco for 50 years. I'm a disabled senior citizen. I'm a recipient of IHSS, and I feel like I speak for people who can't speak for themselves.
Thank you so much. I think you did a good job. I don't see any questions or comments from colleagues, so we will go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should like to speak at this time. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak? There are no members.
Thank you so much. Seeing those public speakers, public comment is now closed.
Thank you.
Mr. Clerk, I would like to move forward Ted Jackson for seat 2 and Jane Redmond for seat 10 and address the other items, other applicants at the call of the chair.
Yes. We're the recommendation to appoint Ted Jackson, seat 2, and Jane Redmond to seat 10. On that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you so much. Mr. Clerk, let's go to item number 4.
Item number 4 is hearing to consider appointing one member term ending December 13, 2026, and two members terms ending December 13, 2028 to the Housing Stability Fund Oversight Board.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk, and I believe we don't have any candidates in attendance this morning, so I'm going to make a motion to continue this item to the call of the chair. And I believe we should go to public comment on that.
Yes. Members of the public who would like to comment on this matter should line up to speak at this time. Are there any members of the public to speak on this matter? There are no members of the public to speak on this matter.
Thank you so much. No speakers present. We will move this forward. We will end public comment and motion to continue this to the call of the chair.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill. Sherrill, aye. Mandelman, absent. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes with Member Mandelman being absent.
Thank you so much. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, let's go back to item number 2.
Item number 2, hearing to consider appointing one member term ending December 1st, 2020 to the SOMA Community Stabilization Fund Community Advisory Committee.
Thank you, and I do not believe the candidate has made it yet, so we are going to continue this item to the call of the chair.
Yes, on the motion to continue the matter to the call of the chair. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Mandelman, absent. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection with Member Mandelman being absent.
Just real quick, we do need to go to public comment on that motion, Mr. Clerk.
Yes. My apologies. Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. There are no members of the public in the room at this time.
Thank you. No speakers. Public comment is now closed. Mr. Clerk, on the motion to continue to the call of the chair.
Yes, on the motion to continue to the call of the chair. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman absent. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes with Member Mandelman being absent.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more items on the agenda?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you. We are adjourned.